What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program. Lose more at WeightWatchers.com.
At 6 months, participants in a clinical trial of Weight Watchers program lost an average of 12 pounds.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Okay, folks, welcome. Welcome to the podcast. In case you're just joining us for the first time, End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to uncovering the truth and addressing issues facing Christians and non-Christians in today's world. For questions, prayer requests, or more information about this podcast, please contact us at EndTimeWorldNews@ProtonMail.com. That's EndTimeWorldNews@ProtonMail.com. And as always, this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. And if you get something out of today's podcast, folks, please, please, please think about helping out. We accept all donations. We have a PayPal, a Cash App, a Venmo. You could even buy me a cup of coffee if you want to do that. We also added Bitcoin and Ethereum as well if you're into the digital currency. So please, again, think about donating if you get something out of today's podcast. Okay, with everything going on in the world, I do have news from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com, dated March 3rd, 2026. And the headline reads as follows. It said, Trump refuses to rule out troops in Iran as Operation Epic Fury expands. And let me just say this, my humble thoughts and opinions here. I am not for the war. They're trying to escalate this. Trump did not get congressional approval. Therefore, under the United States Constitution, this is a violation. You must get congressional approval, that's approval through Congress, in order to go to war. And then Congress will turn around and ask, as a representative, that'd be Pete Hegseth. They'll ask them, they'll say, okay, how long? What is the goal? How many troops are you going to need? They're going to ask some specific questions before you go in and before we commit any troops on the ground or anything, our troops, to war. Trump didn't do that. He just told Pete Hegseth, just go ahead and go. This is a plain violation of the United States Constitution. So no, I'm not real happy with Trump, but let's just leave it at that, folks. Let's dive into today's news. The U.S. Forces escalate operations and new deployments and sustain casualties. American officials refuse to rule out future ground troop deployment in Iran. The conflict expands nationally with Israeli strikes in Lebanon and also spiking oil prices. Again, the administration's goals between the military objectives and ideology outcomes, the operation risks repeating a costly open-ended war as a recent past. And that's exactly what's going to happen. This is going to be like an Iraq war that lasted 10 years. We spent, you know, over $1 billion or more in the Iraq war, hundreds of millions, almost close to a billion. And we had dead troops coming back. We killed over 2 million people over there in Iraq or more. It just went on and on and on. It's never going to stop. You think you can kill off 90 million people It's not going to work. They're going to have to put troops on the ground. It's not going to work. We have no business over there. This is Israel's war. Israel started this. This is all for the greater Israel. What's happening, folks, and I'll get into that in just a minute, but Israel wants the entire Middle East, and Trump is being blackmailed, and Trump's just dumb enough to give it to Netanyahu. That's exactly what it is. Netanyahu demands. Trump shakes in his boots because Trump's being blackmailed via the Epstein list. And he knows, you know, we have the pedophile in chief in the office right now, you know, and I'm sorry to say that, folks. Forgive me, but we do. Instead of a president, we have a pedophilic man, the pedophile in chief that's running the United States right now. The U.S. is plunging deeper into a Middle East conflict with Pentagon officials confirming the fresh deployment of military operation. Epic Fury intensifies. This escalation follows President Trump's authorization of strikes on Iran last week. The campaign now has declared the lives of four U.S. service members, with oil prices spiking nearly 10%, and officials refusing to rule out the eventual use of ground troops. The nation finds itself on a perilous path towards a wider war. That's exactly it. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Dan Kane, stated additional forces are flowing into the region, describing the move as evidence the military's ability to adapt and project power at the time, place of our nation choosing. He confirmed the more tactical aircraft are entering the theater and that U.S. troops are just about where we want them in terms of total combat capacity. The operation, Kane said, is the result of months, in some cases years, of deliberate planning, which is used to coordinate space and cyber operations, disrupt enemy communications. The mounting toll. The human cost for America, the rising U.S. Central Command confirmed a fourth U.S. service members died. And let me just pause there. There's much more service members that's died. If you think we've killed 500 or 1,000 of them and they've only killed four United States soldiers of ours, including Israeli, folks, this is not a reality. You're being lied to. The American media, which is owned, i.e., through the Zionist propaganda and the Zionist ran media, i.e., Israel, I can tell you what's going on. They're censoring everything. They're not letting out the truth. I repeat, you're not seeing the truth on regular TV.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
You have to go to Israeli TV, and everything there is censored. You have to go to Al Jazeera. It's not quietly censored quite as bad, but you have to go to certain different types of TV. If you're in China, you have to go to China TV. If you're in Iraq, you have to go to Iraq Live. You have to. You see what I'm saying? You have to actually go to the source, because you can't get reliable information anymore here in the United States. Why? Because it's ran by Zionists. And this is the synagogue of Satan. And I'll take a lot of hell for this podcast, I'm sure, and I apologize, and God forgive me, but this is what's going on. These Zionists want to start, and this is their business, wanting to start war over in Iran. It's not godly. They want to see the return of their Christ, which is not Jesus Christ, our Lord and personal Savior. It's their Antichrist. And they think by escalating this war with Iran that they're going to bring on the apocalypse quicker. And that's what they want. They want it quicker because they think they'll rule over the whole entire world. It's a very, very, very deeply disturbed, messed up way of thinking. It's completely demented. And so you have to understand, that's why, like it says in the Bible, that's why Jesus is referred to them a couple times as the synagogue of Satan. And that's exactly what's going on. People don't understand that. And again, the rising U.S. Central Command is just saying there's a fourth service member that died from wounds sustained during the Iranian retaliatory attacks. Secretary Pete Hegseth detailed that the penetrating Iranian missile, described as the Squirter, evaded defenses, struck fortified tactical center. General Kane somberly warned, expect more loss of life. We expect more loss of life. Yes, yes, and they already have it. They're just not telling you. Framing the mission as major combat operations to protect U.S. forces and curb Iranian power. Despite the buildup, Hegseth confirms that there are currently no U.S. boots on the ground in Iran. However, in significant and unsettling shift from the past presidential assurances, he explicitly detailed to rule out the possibility in the future. This stance echoed directly by President Trump, who told the New York Post, I don't have the yips, and with respect to boots on the ground, like every president says there would be no boots on the ground, I don't say it. I probably don't need them, but if they were necessary. Again, the shifting justifications and regional chaos, the administration objectives appear fluid. And I haven't heard anything right now that even remotely justifies why there should be boots on the ground, or why we should even be attacking, because this is not a congressional act of war. So this is illegal, what Trump did, folks. I just got to keep reemphasizing that. The administration's objectives appear fluid, oscillating between destroying military threats and fostering freedom for the people. This ambiguity has drawn sharp criticism from foreign policy experts who see echoes of the Iraq war debacle, and that's exactly where this is going. Meanwhile, the conflict is spreading. Israel conducted airstrikes in Lebanon in response to Hezbollah rockets fired and killing at least 31 people. The economic shockwaves are immediate, with Brent crude oil topping $80 a barrel, amid fears the vital Strait of Hormuz might be disrupted. Well, it's temporarily closed right now, folks. I can tell you the Strait of Hormuz is closed. While International Energy Atomic Agency reported no immediate indication of Iran's nuclear facilities were hit, Iran's ambassador claims that the complex has been attacked. Again, the American forces deploy into a hot, volatile theater. The nation is left to deal with sobering reality. The 9/11 post-era of the Middle East, ground wars were supposed to be over. A hard lesson learned by a generation of veterans. Yet here we are again, folks, with officials talking about necessary boots on the ground. These are boots on the ground, folks, for Israel. We have nothing to do with Iran. We never have. Israel launches proxies through their Mossad. Mossad is their secret service. They plant these agents all over the world in order to carry out volatile acts and to disrupt things when they get pissed off, excuse my language, or they don't get their way. And this is exactly what happened. There wasn't a bunch of Muslims that created 9/11. It justified them going to war through 9/11. That's what it was, but it's pulled off by the Mossad. This was not pulled off by Muslims or anything else in the Middle East. That's absolutely insanity. Yet here we go again, you know, folks, boots on the ground. A mission whose end game remains dangerously unclear. This isn't just foreign policy shift. This is a test. We remember the price of the past. We are doomed to pay it once again. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated, folks. God bless you, folks. That's it. Take care. Until next time, this is End Time World News. I'm Eric Erb. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, folks, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Just pray right now. If you haven't accepted Lord Jesus Christ, please accept him now, folks. Please accept Jesus Christ. It's your only hope. It's your only chance. Things are not going good right now. We're having volatility all over the world, and this is very unsettling. Until next time, folks, God bless you. See ya. Talk to you later. Bye for now, folks. God bless.